Wednesday morning here, time for trivia, and that's why Freddie Kiger got up early this morning, and as he always does, he's got a trivia question
for
you.
I'm down here, doing my thing with you, and then going home and crashing.
Go home and go to bed again.
Correct.
So, hey, good for you.
On the
I'll still be here.
Charcoal gray rack monster.
Well, I'm glad you vary the colors sometimes.
Yes, I did.
Last
yes,
time
I did.
You mentioned, I think it was
canary
like
yellow.
Canary yellow.
I have electric blue.
I think it was electric blue Woo-hoo. Last time you said it.
I have a burgundy wine.
Yeah. Well, talk about your pleasant pink next time you.
Hadn't gone fuchsia yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, tonight, Roy Williams and the boys take to the hardwood down at the Smith Center, hosting the Buckeyes of Ohio State, of course, in the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
Love it.
So we're wishing the Charges in Carolina blue to do well.
Yeah, this is a young Tar Heel team, but boy, you know, by the end of the season, when it really counts, they're going to be good. That's for sure.
It is a work in progress,
yeah,
as all seasons are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's our question, however, and it's going to refer to Ohio State. It's going to be a little bit of a toughie. Mm-hmm. So if you're a Big Ten fan, and particularly an Ohio State fan, you got an inside for a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers today.
All right.
The last time Ohio State won a national title, and in fact the only time, was 1960.
Yeah.
On that team, there were three future Hall of Famers.
Uh-huh.
Two went on to play and succeed in the NBA.
Right.
The other went on to be enshrined thanks to his head coaching exploits at another Big Ten school. Name one of those three people on that 1960 team that later on went into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay, all right.
It's a little bit of a toughie.
Yeah, that's a tough question. Yeah, it is. 919-929-WCHL is your number. Call. We already gave you that number, so hey, you got to lick up and call right now.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, one of those, there were three people who went on to the
Hall of Fame.
Made the Basketball Hall
Two
of Fame.
Two guys playing, one guy... who was a reserve forward, never really progressed after college ball, but he did, mentor and coach quite a few who later on would become great.
Exactly. We're talking about Bobby Knight.
Yeah,
here.
Bobby Knight was the reserve forward and, of course, went to Indiana later on. The two players, Jerry Lucas.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
Who played with the Cincinnati Royals, with the Warriors, with the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the most outstanding player of that 1960 Final Four.
Yeah.
And the other guy who played on that team, he did all right for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, John Havlicek.
John Havlicek.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So
I should have known those
State
right away. Yeah.
Was loaded.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and they had a great season. And the only time they've ever won a national championship.
Correct.
Yeah, so, hey, thank you, Freddie.
Good luck tonight, Heels.
Yeah, that's right. Beat Ohio State.
Correct.
Beat the Buckeyes.